answer your question. I'll show you some data. Let me answer it for you.
Because what you just put out in your slide goes contrary to the data that I have before me. So I'm just curious if what you're basing your metadata on, where your samples are taken from, and then also what's your opinion of the data that I have before me, which seems contrary to what you're putting forward.
I don't doubt that it's contrary. And what I just said a moment ago was that I'm showing you the original data. And what you're looking at is the data that has been tampered with by NOAA and by NASA, and I could show you curves of what that data looked like in 1936, what it looked like in 1980, what it looked like in 1990 and 2000, and the high temperatures in the 1930s get cooler every year. They put out a new issue, and the temperatures that are in the 2000 plus get warmer because they have frankly tampered with the data. That's the difference between what you're looking at and what I'm looking at. Mine is the original data.
One quick follow-up, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
So National Science Foundation, NASA, and NOAA have manipulated the data.
Yes, that's true. I can show you the data that they have manipulated. I'm not saying that they have done something which is scurrilous and evil. What I'm saying simply is something that everybody will agree on, and that is that they have what they call adjusted the data. And if you look at how they have adjusted it, the 1930s always get lower because of the adjustments they made from the original data, and the 2000 plus always get warmer.